Chris and Edie in the afternoon today, only I have a special surprise for you. Now, as you know, my co-host Chris is out of town this afternoon, and he can't be with me, but I have found a fill-in who is also named Chris. On the line with me is Chris Anthony Lansdowne from Adventures in Odyssey. Do the voice, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I love it. I love it. I want the music to start now. So
me too, but I can't do anything about that.
Well, this is what you're in for today. Stay with me. It is going to be a great opportunity to hear about Adventures in Odyssey, to hear about the work of a voice actress, and I'm really looking forward to this and hope you are too. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Chris and Edie!
Yes, only today it is Chris Anthony Lansdowne from Adventures in Odyssey, and this is so cool. Chris is a voice actress for Adventures in Odyssey, and that is the wonderful voice that you hear at the start of Adventures in Odyssey. And Chris, I'm looking forward to chatting with you about this. I'm curious, at what point in your life did you first decide, I want to be a voice actress?
Oh my goodness. Do I have to go back that far? You know, this is really fun because I don't have to change my name. I'm Chris with you today. So this is a treat. I started in voice acting many years ago. I was one of those kids in the classroom doing silly voices and my teacher saying, "Would you please stop that? Would you please not make those noises?" And so I was doing them way back then, but then at some point in time, I actually turned into a working actress. I wasn't just a silly kid making silly voices anymore.
So you were doing the voices from what, grade school, high school?
Probably, yep, way back then, getting in trouble for it. Now I just get paid for it.
That is so cool. Isn't that sweet? You know, I can remember just doing the same thing, and I can also remember doing things like that in college and people saying, "You're weird, you're so weird."
But oh, we would have hung out together, me and you.
We would have, yeah. Our voices could have talked to each other.
But the funny thing is, I love your accent, you know, because I'm always listening to people speak, and even though I don't have that little southern sound that you have, I would probably start talking like that with you.
That's cool. Hey, maybe we can do that for the next segment.
Where are you from? Where'd that come from?
Well, I am from Kentucky, although I'm told this accent is a little bit more Tennessee because I grew up on the border. And it's kind of amusing. When I was in college, I didn't go to study radio or anything like that. I took a radio class with one of my college roommates, and the professor, he was just really disgusted about my accent. So at the we did the studio recordings at the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, we went in to see how we had improved in getting rid of our accent. And when he got to me, I was so excited because I knew I'd improved so much. And he had me do two or three takes, and then he just kind of shook his head and said, "Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going into radio anyway."
Well.
And God,
little did he know.
God has a sense of humor, doesn't he?
Oh, I am convinced of that because I know I'm on his humor list, you know, somewhere. Yes, that's really neat to hear that. See, there is no holding you back because of, you know, certain things about yourself. God has a plan. He has a plan. He'll move you right into it, you know.
Yes, he does. Well, stay with us. You are listening to Edie and Chris Anthony Lansdowne today. We'll be back after the music.
Yay!
Yay! You're back with Chris and Edie in the afternoon. Only today, my Chris is Chris Anthony Lansdowne. She is the wonderful voice you hear at the beginning of Adventures in Odyssey. And Chris Odyssey is the program that we love, and we air it on our Cornerstone stations. But you've also done other voices, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been in your houses. I've been in your cars.
I understand that you've had the voice of the world at one point.
The voice of the world. Are you speaking of a plastic doll?
Of a certain globe, maybe?
Yes. Yes, you do know that. Boy, you know all my secrets. Yeah, it was the talking globe. Talking globe. Is that what you're talking
yep,
about?
Yep, the Geo Safari talking globe. If you have one of those, this is so exciting for you because Chris is that voice.
Oh, that's so neat. Boy, see, you can't get away from me, can you?
Also the plastic doll. Let's talk about her.
The plastic doll, the voice behind the plastic doll. Well, that is so funny. I had the privilege of doing Barbie's voice for about 8 years with Mattel.
Wow.
And boy, did I have fun. I really had a lot of fun. I still periodically do, but she's just got lots of different people doing her now. At one point, I was just doing, you know, every little toy, cell phone, CD-ROMs, and dolls, and all kinds of things. Back in 1994, I think that's when I first started. It was really an interesting beginning for me. This is kind of a crazy start. I was on my way to an audition for a doll, and they wouldn't tell me who. She was going to be some top secret doll. And what happened was they had me come down the next day. I was going to go on the next day to audition for her. And we had an earthquake up here, 1994.
Oh, my.
Northridge earthquake. And I thought, oh, I can't go. We're in the middle of an earthquake here. You know, there's all kinds of things happening. And so I had no electricity. I had no water. It was one of those time of the year that no one expected that to happen. But lo and behold, God had a plan. And the director had me audition on the phone. I thought, oh, there's no way this is going to work. And so right there in the dark room of my house with, you know, still tremors coming in from earthquakes, I thought, okay, God, I'll sit on the floor and I'm going to do an audition on the telephone. Is this going to work? And he asked me, he said, would you please just say a line for me, and I'll kind of have a feel as to, you know, if you might be the right voice for this doll. And so I remember him saying, welcome to McDonald's. Hi, I'm Barbie. And I went, okay, no more pressure there, right? So, yeah, there I was sitting on the floor. And I said, hi, this is Barbie. Welcome to McDonald's. he said nothing. He didn't even answer that. I go, hello, was that bad?
So
he said, no, you need to come tomorrow. You need to come down to Mattel. And I went, oh, okay. So I found a way and went down there and sat in front of a few people, and they listened to me, and it was, like, so sweet. They decided that I was going to do Barbie's voice, and it was very exciting.
And you also did the Ribbits, right, for Focus on the Family video series?
Yes. Oh, I love the Ribbits. Those are still our little frog family. Those were some cute little characters.
Weren't you Sally Mander and old Aunt Polly?
Oh, yes. As Aunt Polly, she was such a wise little froggy.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to go to some music now, and we'll come back as I interrogate Chris Moore.
Wait, now I have to, don't turn off your radio out there. Come on, sit down with us and have some fun.
That's right. This is all fun. You're back to Chris and Edie this afternoon, and my Chris today is Chris Anthony Lansdowne. She is the voice you hear on Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey, and also Chris has been the voice of Barbie, the Geo Safari Talking Globe. She's been Sally Mander and Old Aunt Polly on the Ribbits series, and probably many more that I can't even think of at the moment. There are a lot of college students out there, I know, who are interested in going into voice acting. Now, I went down to Full Sail University in Orlando.
Oh, fun.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Wish I could have gone with you.
Yeah. I could walk in and look, but I couldn't afford to stay.
Yeah.
But they let you try out things, and one of the things they invite the guests to do is to try out the voice acting, and they have the animation in front of you, and you try to sync your voice to that character. And I wondered, is that really what it's like? I mean, is that what you do? You go into a studio, and the animation is in front of you, and then you're just trying to sync your voice to that character?
Well, that's one way, but that's not the only way. It's done. Sometimes the characters are formed before you. Sometimes they're actually done to your own characteristics. You'll sometimes see some celebrities will do, you know, animation, and you'll look at the character, and it'll be like a dog. But something about that dog's face kind of moves with mannerisms like that particular actor. Sometimes you'll see a picture. You'll see a picture of an animal or a character, and you look at them, and you'll get
the dialogue to what they'll be saying. So if it's like this really mean old lady, you know, and she's just, you know, she's got high hair and kind of wrinkly face, and she just really looks kind of mean and, you know, kind of cranky, you kind of go into your mind and you think, well, now how would she sound? What would this lady be like? And you have to kind of almost become her for a little bit.
What do your children think of your work?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess, yeah, there's a story there. I have one daughter. Her name's Kelsey. And from about the age six, I think, she used to go on my auditions and recording sessions with me. And Adventures in Odyssey is one of the places I used to take her. And one day they said, why don't we let that little girl Kelsey read for a part? And sure enough, my agent said, yeah, let her read, let her try. And I said, no, not let's not do that, because one actress in the house is enough. And sure enough, she got her first voiceover job.
Oh, that's great. Was it something that she had wanted?
Actually, from that point, she had a lot of fun. She continued to audition for other things and got open the door. So she, my own daughter, who is now 17, is doing voiceovers too, and she sings. She's kind of a musical person, like her dad. So she loves musical theater. And so I have somebody else in the house that's making silly noises and voices.
That is fantastic. We're going to go to some music now, and stay with us in the next hour as we continue our conversation. I'm going to find out what it's like to work around these Adventures in Odyssey people. Welcome to another edition of Chris and Edie in the Afternoon. Now, my co-host Chris is out of town this afternoon, but today I am joined by Chris Anthony Lansdowne. She is that wonderful voice you hear on, well, I'll just let her tell you. Chris, do the voice.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, everybody. Hi, you guys.
And I know you love this voice, and so we're going to talk with her today. We're going to find out what it's like to work around the Focus on the Family people and what it's like to be a voice actress. So stay with us. You're back with Chris and Edie this afternoon, and the Chris I am referring to is Chris Anthony Lansdowne. She does the voice on Adventures in Odyssey that welcomes you every time you tune in, and if you're a Cornerstone listener, that is weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday at 7 a.m. And Chris, I am so glad to talk with you today, and I wonder, do you ever work around Dr. Dobson?
Well, actually, no, not too much. Through the years, I've met with him and talked with him, but we actually record Adventures in Odyssey out in California. We don't record back in Colorado Springs, where everybody's located at. So, yeah, all the actors and actresses are mostly out here, and we are one big happy family. Believe me, I'm not kidding. 20 years of Adventures in Odyssey. It's been a really exciting time and a real, you know, fun time, and what a blessing. They haven't gotten rid of me yet.
Tell our listeners, if you would, how you actually were discovered to be in Adventures in Odyssey. I think it all started with a little bumper sticker, didn't it?
Boy, you do your homework, don't you? You know. Well, I wish I could see everybody's face right now. I really love doing, you know, radio things, but I'm just going to pretend like I can see some faces out there. And just, we're sitting in a chair, and we're all sitting around talking and being friends today. And I'll sit down with maybe a little cup of coffee, and I'll tell you that Adventures in Odyssey is like nothing else. You guys know if you listen to it. I am so, so blessed to be on the show. One day I was driving out of an audition for something completely different, and a friend of mine saw my car pulling out of the parking lot, and on the back of it I had one of those little fish bumper stickers, you know, little fish that you put on the bumpers. And he saw that, and he said he remembered that I was a Christian. And so what happened was, he said they're auditioning up there in the other little studio, and they're looking for a voice for this new radio show for Focus on the Family, and it's sort of like a radio drama. I went, oh, is that me, Dr. Dobson? Is that, you mean Focus on the Family? So I said, yes, I'll come up. So apparently they were looking for an announcer for the show for quite a while. And
So when I sat down in the chair and they let me read, this is, you know, what they tell me. They said they knew the minute I read that I was going to be apparently the right voice that they were looking for at that moment. So grateful. I turned my car around and came in there to audition. My friend Bob Luttrell, who's an engineer, said, "Oh, you know, you're going to love this show. Wait till you hear it." I says, "Has it started yet?" He goes, "Not really." He says, "But they've had like one show that they did called, I think it was something else before Adventures in Odyssey. It was like Odyssey USA." And he said, "Yeah, you're perfect for this." And the actors on the show, the actors and actresses, are phenomenal. They're all incredibly good. The writing is just really amazing. And even right down to all the Foley, which is the sound effects, is just so great. Directors, producers, everybody on the show is really talented.
Do you have
and
any...
there's me, you know, my little part.
Do you have any favorite on-set memories?
Uh-oh, let's see. Well, everybody knows that, I'm not a one-take kind of person. It doesn't usually happen on the first, time that I record. They'll have to go, okay, let's try that again, or let's do it again. I'll mess up a word or a name. So I think the most fun I have is when these guys just kind of, they'll write things into the script that will make me actually goof it up. That's how we are, though. We're, teasing each other and having fun. Because when you go into this recording studio, you see like a big circle of microphones. And you see these microphone stands with the scripts on them. So everybody's kind of seeing each other, and they're all looking around, the room at one another. And it's really a fun atmosphere. But sometimes when I record, I go into the booth by myself to do the opening and the close of the show. I'm not with everybody. So I just go in and I sit down and I have my scripts right there, and they start to direct me, and I'm reading like I normally would. But then sometimes they'll write something that's really goofy and funny, and like in the names at the end of the, with the credits at the end of the show.
Right.
I'll read the credits. And they'll make up silly names that I can't pronounce.
You gotta love those people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to go to some more music with the message. You are listening to The Cornerstone. You're back to Chris and Edie in the afternoon, and today I am with Chris Anthony Lansdowne, the wonderful voice on Adventures in Odyssey, and we've been talking about Odyssey and focus and becoming a voice actress. And Chris, what was your very first assignment?
My first assignment, oh my goodness, let's see, a lawnmower commercial. You're going to love this. I don't think I've ever told anybody this, so don't tell anybody, okay?
Okay, I won't.
So they were going to do the voiceover. I was going to speak at the beginning of the commercial, but they wanted me to ride on a lawnmower, the kind that, you drive around and, you're sitting down, you're not really pushing it. And the scene was where I was supposed to be a guy. I was supposed to look like a guy, all dressed up in guy's clothes and like a guy's kind of a cowboy hat thing. And wow, at the very end of the commercial, they were going to have this girl on the lawnmower take off her hat. And her hair would tumble out, and she would be this beautiful girl on a lawnmower. Well, I disguised my voice at the beginning, and then as they showed me going around on the lawnmower at the very end, it was a really, really hot day, and they were shooting it like it was like an 80-degree, 90-degree, temperature outside. And the big scene was as I take off my cowboy hat, and I was going to be this girl. Well, it was so sad because under the hat, my hair was stuck onto the hat. And it was hot and sweaty, and it didn't tumble out. It kind of went into the point of the hat, like the how a cowboy hat looks. It made like the square point. And I took off the hat, and I looked like something from some kind of village. And everybody looked at me, and they went, oh, ew. But I was so nervous, I tried to pull my hair down and make it tumble. I fell off the lawnmower into the grass. So this was a commercial that aired. They thought it was hysterical. I was dying.
They aired it. Oh,
they aired
I have to go
they
on YouTube.
Please, please don't find this commercial. It's too humiliating.
If I find it, I will tell no one.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Edie. I really appreciate
sure.
that. Don't tell anybody else out there in
no.
listening.
Just between us. I know this is one thing I've always admired about you, is that your faith and your morals are very important to you in your work. So have you ever had to turn down a role?
A lot of the stuff that comes out on the internet now, you know, there's all kinds of things. There's animation, there's webisodes, there's all kinds of stuff. But I've had one or two roles, well, through the years, probably a little more than that. But there was one in particular that they made a real big deal about they were going to cast me for, and I thought, oh, yes, she was going to be this warrior princess, and she was going to have this, you know, this strong character that she would fight and win, and she would just be up there with the men, you know, warring with everybody. And then they pulled out the picture, and then they pulled out the picture, and then they showed me some of the dialogue, and I went, uh-oh, no. She was very scantily dressed. She did not, this is not an outfit that I pictured I would be playing any character like, you know. I looked at that, and then I looked at the dialogue, and I realized the language, and I just couldn't. You know, that's not who I am. That's not what I believe. I mean, you can sell out, and you can do that, and you can make a lot of money, and then you go to bed at night, and you go, oh, what have I done? You know, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and know who you serve. And I made that choice a long time ago. You know, there's things that I probably could have made a good living at, but that's not who I am. That's not what I've, you know, decided. So I'm really a big kid at heart. I mean, I like to have fun. I like to be probably more with the kids than I do adults. And I feel very connected with kids, and I have to look at them in the face, and I have to say, you know, you're going to have a lot of choices to make, and there's going to be a lot of temptation out there. And boy, you're gonna wanna do some of those things, and you're gonna have to decide now before you get into that situation that you're gonna be strong, and you're gonna put God first in your life, or it'll suck you into that black hole. Believe me, it's very, very tempting. And I'm not telling them I'm a perfect person, but I'm saying that I've had to make choices, and some of those things I realize now that as I look back, I'm so grateful that I didn't do them, because they're not me, you know.
Chris, that is wonderful advice, and especially for those young people just getting out of school, and maybe their dream is to go into voice acting, and whatever the career path they're choosing, I think that's awesome advice. You know, you do come to that point in the road where you make that decision, and I think when you choose for Christ, it's not something you're ever going to regret.